Blog Talk Radio.
Network Tuesday Night Teachings with your host, Lester Carver. Tonight, I'm going to be discussing how we are all ministers in Christ. But before we get started, I'd like to open with a word of prayer and a song of praise. Heavenly Father, we praise you, we magnify you, we lift you up, God. You're greatly to be praised. There's no other like you in heaven or earth or under the earth, God. Father, we love you, God. And we thank you for all of your blessings that you've given us, God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, God. Father, we thank you for your peace that is ours when we study your word, God, and when we dwell with you, God. Father, I thank you for you giving us the desire to speak to you in our heavenly prayer language as often as possible, God. Father, I thank you for you giving us the desire to do our good deeds secretly, to pray secretly, to fast secretly, and to forgive openly, God. Father, I thank you for how you have forgiven us of all of our sin because of the price that you paid with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, for our sin, God. Father, I thank you for our physical wholeness, God, that you've achieved through the price that you paid with the broken body of your Son, Jesus Christ, God. Father, I thank you for how you love the world so much that you gave your only begotten Son, that so that whosoever believes in him and makes your Son Jesus Christ their Lord will become your child and be able to enter into the presence of yours that you've prepared, God. Father, I thank you for your power in our life, God. Father, I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your knowledge, God. I thank you for how you continually look after us, God. Father, I thank you for the grace and mercy that is new every day to us and us learning how to walk in the fullness of that grace and mercy so that we can be used mightily by you and get incredible glory from you and for you. Father, I thank you for you using us to draw those that you've called before the foundations of the world into your kingdom, God. And I thank you for you being the one who allows us to receive our rewards here openly, God, so that people can see the benefit of being your child right now. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen. We're going to listen to the song of praise by Jason Nelson, Shifting the Atmosphere.
Breakthrough and healing, I worship.
Whenever things don't feel like you think they should, don't get mad. Don't cuss nobody out. Don't hang up the phone. Worship. If you could just get you out of the way enough to lift your hands and say, God, I need you right here. You'll be shifting the atmosphere. Cried myself to sleep. Don't know where my son is. He's been gone for 3 days. I may call the police. Yeah. But before I do, I'm going to lift my hands. Because in my worship, they'll find him alive and well. And you'll be shifting the atmosphere. P. pain in my body. Doctors don't know what it is. And they tell me just take this medication and that gives me another problem. And they say, take this, that, and that gives me another problem. But the next time I go to the doctor, before I walk in the room, I lift my hands. And I'll be shifting the atmosphere. Breakthrough and healing. Our worship is shifting. Shifting. Shifting the atmosphere.
Welcome back to Spirit Alive Network. Tuesday night, we're going to be with your own spirit. I think we're going to be discussing that with your own ministry. And this is from being enemies of God, you and I were, when we were seeing, to his dear children, after we had so, I want to understand that being a minister is a service. It is not a possession. It is you being you as a God. God the purpose of God here, the purpose of God here is to restore all of those that were separated from God to him, to bring those back to God. He died so that we are instrumental. Well, we have to perfect peace in our life. We have to remember that there was a time when the devil tried to overthrow God. And the devil said, and the devil kicked out of the third thing. And when that happened, it was clear that the devil did not have the power. So, instead, I think from God, when it's clear that he's not the Son of God, the right leader, he tried to kill. He decided to put the Son of God by coming to exclude him by separating from their heavenly by introducing him into human. And that started to be an ultimate is and Adam existed for he said for one to dwell with God in perfect peace, to work He was the Adam Smith that introduced the need for ministry, that introduced the need for that sacrifice. That introduced the need for there to be intermediary. And then to prepare somebody for that body of Christ. I want to start my speaking in the book of 2 Timothy. And I want to look at 2 Timothy. And I'm going to start in verse 1 of chapter 1. So 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1 says, Paul. his ministry in a way that furthers the purposes of God in the earth. And that's what we're to be doing for one another, is we're to be empowering one another to minister to us. So we are ministers of reconciliation. We are to, which are every born-again believer, we are to have the knowledge that we need in order to share the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ with someone so that they can get saved and be a part of. We know that basically this information is located in Acts 2:38 and 39, and in Acts 19, 1 through 7, and in Romans 10, 8 to 13. And when we are able to direct people to these passages and word and simply convince them to do what it says in these verses, that salvation is theirs. And our job as a minister of reconciliation is fulfilled at that point. So when we say what it says in Acts 2:38 and 39, that the name of Jesus Christ, that we are to repent and turn away from serving sin. When we say what it says in Acts 19:1-7, that we're to believe, to speak in tongues, and believe to prophesy. When we say what it says in Romans 10:8-13, that we are to confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord of our life and our master, that we are to believe in our heart that God raised his son Jesus Christ from the dead, that we are to call on the name of Jesus Christ and we shall be saved. When we share these things with others, then they too can be saved and reconciled back to God. They can be brought back to God from that separation of sin that was placed between God and man all the way back at the time of and how important we are to God's plan. But if we don't know what God's plan is, then it's very difficult to do that. So what is God's plan? God's plan is very simple. He will dwell with mankind, and mankind will dwell with him. And what that means, his children, but do we believe because God has born us? When God knows who is right, and God in his fortune was able to say, you are my child. And he is my friend. And work here and labor in his life. Share with his and see, we as that is a specific. See, the apostle Paul was gaining new territory because he was not just an apostle to Jews, but he was a Gentile. And he was paying many
Words of one another room to grow and understand that just like it runs the road, other people will be able to grow and their walking away. And what's fascinating is that because people are always ready different modes. But we want to put it under the low chest on top there with love. Endeavoring one more, I learned his friend, my faith, my master, my God, Father of all, love all, and to all. Well, you know that we are powerful. You are powerful and responsible for it all. All by yourself. Because you're never by yourself.
Is the head of the of Christ. And every joint knit together by what every joint supplies. See, every joint in the body of Christ is necessary. Each and every one of us are a necessary part of the effective working of the body of Christ. And we do it, we do our part to share in that work, right? And we all cause the growth of the body with that. But this is saying that one head, right? One thing that we have in our current church and family is in our respective congregation, there is a tendency to identify those who are leaders as. And in the process
and physical needs like that of people. And it is up to these people who are making the sheep faithful what we're able to do as responsible. And to understand that ministry is for people, but it's not what we enjoy. And these people have a tendency to accidentally latch onto these titles as if they do. And really, what is meaningful is the grace that God has to do what we need to do so that the body of Christ grows, so that the body of Christ is better, so that the body of Christ comes to the unity of the faith and to the unity of the knowledge of the God. We're perfect to the measure of the stature of the Holy Spirit, so that we can no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of darkness by the trickery of men, and cunning craftsmanship with the peaceful fire that speaks the truth in love. We may grow up in all things. See, we're not there to be served by the saints. We're not there to be executed by the saints. Pastors, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers are there to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. We are to protect the saints so that the saints can go out and be prepared to win souls for the kingdom so that God can dwell with mankind, God's Son Jesus Christ, as it's put forth in Acts 2:38, Acts 19:1-8. And understand, and look at what it says. It talks about how we, as a result of being equipped by the gift to the body of Christ, the new man. Look at what it says. It says, this I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past him, have given themselves over to Jesus to work all the things and leaving. But you have not been one, right? If indeed you have heard and have been taught, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man which goes right according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of God, and that you put on a new man, which was created according by the apostles, prophets, evangelists, to be able to put on the old man and put on the new man, which was created according to God and true righteousness. See, that's where we want to get. We want to get to that point where we are not like those in the world who have the understanding darkness in front of God, causing the blindness of the heart, who are past healed and have given them work all the things, right? It's just like a pig in the trough, right? We're not to be like that. We're no longer in bondage. We're no longer slaves to sin. And so look at what he tells us. He says, then grieve the spirit. Do not grieve the spirit. Therefore, put away the spirit. For we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the dead. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather lay in labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give to him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good or necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. And so this is what we're to do. This is our to-do list from God so that we can truly walk in unity and walk worthy of the calling to which we were called. To understand that we allow ourselves to be equipped by the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, so we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Are we there yet as the body of Christ? I would say no, but we are on our way, and that's why we need to continue to work. We need to continue to be diligent. We need to continue to develop our personal love walk, the way that we love God is perfected. The way that we love ourselves is perfected. The way that we love others is perfected. And God is glorified in the earth. So I'm gonna speak for this last few moments about this time that we live in now. And what it says here in verse 4 about the great apostasy. It says, now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused that it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. So look at this. Instead of being taught that all things that are received with thanksgiving are good, and all things that are sanctified by the word of God and prayer are good, and nothing's to be refused. See, it's that level of wrong teaching, that level of lies and hypocrisy by people who are seeking to manipulate and control and place God's people in bondage, forbidding them to marry and commanding them to abstain from food that God created to be received for Thanksgiving. See, it's to make people miserable, to make them slaves. And God has called you to be delivered, to be free, not to be in bondage, right? Again, look at what it says here in verse 6. If you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of the faith and in the good doctrine which you have carefully followed, but reject profane and old wives' fables, size yourself toward godliness. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things. Having promise of the life that is now, or having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. For to this end, we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. These things command and teach. See, God is telling us exactly what to teach. He is telling us to teach that godliness is profitable for all things, right? Because it has the promise of life that now is and of life which is to come. This is what we have to understand and we have to get in our minds, so that we can share with others something other than old wives' fables. It is not our intent to manipulate people and place them in bondage. It's our intent to free them and draw them closer to God so that they can be children of God, like we are, and grow in a relationship with God and live a more than abundant life spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, and naturally. This is what it says here about our ministry. It says, let no one despise your youth,
but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and purity till I come. Give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with laying on of hands as elders. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. I want to encourage each and every one of you to walk in the fullness of your calling and make full proof of your ministry by doing whatever God has given you the grace to do. It is God's call in your life that He is looking for you to be worthy of based on you using the power of the Holy Spirit within you that He's given. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word that's gone forth today, God. Father, I thank you for you blessing someone, strengthening someone, encouraging someone, directing someone to a greater relationship with you and a greater understanding of the power that lies within them. God, give them the desire to serve you in a way that is greater, to please you in a way that is greater, to trust you in a way that is greater, and to obey you in a way that is greater. God, I thank you for you being glorified in all that we do for you, God. I thank you for you allowing your word to be realized in our life, God. And Father, I thank you for times, miracles, and wonders following all of your children who heard this message tonight, God, and allow them to be glorified as you use them mightily to expand your kingdom in the earth. For this right now, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, amen. And as always, we Spirit Alive Network, we host Blessed Recovery with Tuesday night teaching. Be ye transformed.
I'm waiting there. always hear from you.
Keep my heart.
Hey, that's what I want you to do.
Keep my heart.
Speak to my heart, Lord. Give me your holy word. If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on. Never go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
From my heart.
Give me your holy word.
If I can hear from you,
then I'll know.